Well, much debate whether or not, Tom, after the World in Action-like questions that were aimed at him on Saturday, was going to come up and talk to us. But
he's too young to remember World in Action, Tom.
OK, dispatches, maybe. He's not that... He's not, believe it or not, he's actually... Oh, Ben's a couple of years older than him. Listen, first of all, congratulations.
Cheers.
Job done.
Cheers.
You came in at an awkward part of the season with a team and a club in a little bit of... turmoil, and your remit has been to keep this club up.
Yep.
You have?
Yep.
Tell us about it.
I'm enjoying it. It's good. We played well today. We made sure they all watched one more cup of coffee after Saturday, and the power to prove people wrong is a powerful one.
Is that why somebody's gone? Because he's loading a gun just by that doorway.
This is more than anything's possible. Well, if that is true, and if we've helped in any way, shape or form, that's absolutely fine, because let's talk about a couple of the performances. And the performances that we discussed, not in depth on Saturday, but we did discuss that we thought there was a couple of players that really didn't do themselves justice, and have come in for quite a lot of criticism over the season. One of them being McCarthy.
Yep.
His performance this evening was a McCarthy we'd like to see. Every single week. Absolutely top draw.
Yeah. He's worked his socks off tonight. I'd worked with him before. He actually texted me on Saturday and said that he'd let me down, and there was no way that he'd let me down. People have bad performances, and I said to him, "You've not let anyone down. You've not let the lads down or anything." I said, "Just go and prove to people now why you're at this football club." And he's gone and done that. His work rate was superb. His hold up play was superb, and he got his rewards there.
He did indeed, and the reward came with a great passage of play with Scott Kay and Baird. Nicer play here, just below us.
Yep.
Kay carries on going, plays that ball across when we thought perhaps he was going to cut in and maybe have the shot. But like Fagbowl, he probably got a little bit nervous as well the other week. And he played the ball across, and as I say, the one player who had the vision and had the awareness to actually get in there was McCarthy.
Yeah, that's what strikers do, and he's been dying to get a goal. And whether it's a 2-yard tapping or a 22-yard worldie, it's end of the day, it's kept us up today. So I'm absolutely buzzing for the lad.
Joel Senior, I thought, was a player who was, you know, he's a wonderful player.
Yep.
Disappointing, I would say, on Saturday, but tonight I thought he just looked sharp as anything.
Yeah, he's. He's 18 years old and he's played a heck of a lot of games this season, so he's bound to have one off game. Got that out of the way Saturday, and again he's been superb again tonight. On the ball, he was superb. He was finding his men, hitting the channels when we needed him to. And I can't fault any of the lads today. I thought they were all superb, especially on the ball.
Have you had much chance really to interact with the players since Saturday? Was it literally maybe phone calls, or was it after the dressing room after the game, and that was it really?
Phone calls and text messages and stuff like that. Yeah, every football club's got a WhatsApp group and stuff pings about there.
All right.
More often than not, so we all get a chance to talk to each other. Everybody puts their opinions on there, and. We were hurting on Saturday, and especially after they'd listened to one more cup of coffee, and it was
that
was.
Did they seriously listen to one more? Are you pulling out?
No, I promise you, yeah. And that was our incentive today.
Really?
Everybody's welcome to their opinion. That's the beauty of football. But like I said before, the power to prove people wrong is a strong one, and they've gone and done that tonight, and it was great to see.
And I think using any tool.
Absolutely,
to get that out of players is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you wouldn't want us not to stand by what we thought about Saturday. The players themselves probably thought that they didn't put the performance in. You know, they have proved... I don't think they've proved us wrong tonight. I think what they've done is they've actually shown what they're capable of doing, and that's what they didn't do on Saturday.
Yep.
And, you know, we talked, I mean, you and I talked on Saturday about, you know, Sam Baird and maybe... giving him that opportunity maybe to move forward with the ball a little bit more.
Yep.
Now, he did that in abundance tonight, and he was absolutely outstanding.
Yep, he has got that in his locker to prepare, and he does it a lot more when he's playing as a back three. Mm. And again, it was great to see, and he was winning his headers in both halves, to be fair. He's another one, a young lad, played a lot of games, and he's only going to get better and better for this football club.
The decision to play a three, any particular reason for that, or to do with York, or just...
We'd seen that these had played that quite a few times. I think they went 4-4-2 on Saturday, and we've always done well against a 4-4-2 playing that system. Mm. So it was either a 4-4-2 for us or a 3-5-2, and the personnel today meant that we went for a 3-5-2, and I thought we got it spot on, to be fair.
Again, Scott Kay had another very, very good game.
Yeah.
He's had plenty of good games this season. Tonight, I thought he was exceptional. Held the ball well. He was a lot calmer in that position. What was the thinking about putting him into that position tonight? Because ordinarily, you'd have him in the middle of a three rather than out wide. What was the thinking behind that?
To be fair, putting him in the three is a risk in itself, because you kind of miss him in the midfield. But we thought Danny could come in and do that job well, and he did do well. Again, because he's so comfortable on the ball, it gives him a chance to get out with it. And you've seen from the goal there that it's worked wonders.
Exactly. And talking of Danny Rakitic again, that experience, that quality, we haven't seen a huge amount of him this season, obviously, because he's new to the club.
Yep.
He's also not been 100% fit. But that was a good performance. Not necessarily just what he did with the ball, but it was the conversations he was having with the players, talking to them. That's got to be massively helpful out on the pitch for you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's a great lad to have around. He's superb, and he's the first to tell you when he thinks he should be playing. And that's just what he's done. He's been knocking on my door, asking the reasons why. He's got his chance tonight, and he's played well. So he should keep his shirt up in well after training on Thursday.
Sorry. Listening to battle for
it's
your
not
attention.
That. I'm just trying to. I've got to get on the team bus on Saturday. Oh. I've got to try and undo all
that.
I think
it's.
No, you don't want to do that.
But look, I was just going to say it's already a smaller coach. I read that. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Lloyd Allenson, though, again, somebody responding, because obviously, one of those awful moments.
Yeah.
And he, you know, great save towards the end when they came. Was he just a pro who just gets on with it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's kept us in a lot of games, to be fair, this season. He's been superb, and he's good, and we're all confident with him in there. It was obviously devastated about Saturday, but he's come back, and he's put in a good performance. He's done really well.
He has indeed, and it wasn't the mistake that lost us the game on Saturday. It was a collective, and the amount of saves he made in the first half kept us in the game.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We know he's a very methodical, isn't he? Thinking goalkeeper, and you know he showed again tonight with two or three very, very good saves and impressive saves, and again a young player who will do very well at FC.
Yep.
The other player who, by his own admission, by his own standards, hasn't been perhaps as good as he has been in the last two or three games, Steve Irwin. But the one thing that you get from Steve Irwin, if he's in a good, bad, indifferent game, covers every blade of grass on that pitch. His work rate is absolutely second to none. Absolutely tremendous work from him again this evening.
Yeah, sometimes he actually does too much work when he needs to keep his discipline a little bit more. But he's a great lad to have in there. And sometimes, even if you're not the loudest player on the pitch, people react to other people working hard, and it rubs off on the rest of the lads. And again, it's happened tonight. And He's a good player, Stevie Irwin. Probably wants to add a couple more goals to his game, like we saw at Ferriby. But he's not playing the furthest forward of the three, or the two when he's in there. But no, great performance, and I'm really pleased for all the lads tonight.
Well, all said, a season of trials and tribulations, ups and downs. Two managers, you being the second, and obviously getting us over the line. How would you now approach Saturday's game against Alfreton? I know you had in your mind a number that you'd like to get to. That's not going to be unfortunately achievable now, is it? But how are you going to approach it?
Put us on 50, that?
You did. You said 57, you wanted to get to the 57 mark, didn't you?
55.
Was it 55? Yeah. You just do apologise. Mm-hmm. Oh, in that case, so you take us to 56, of course. Oh,
yeah.
So it's still on.
Yeah, literally, that's what we've just said in there. Obviously, you can relax a little bit. We don't want to. We want to finish as high up that table as possible on the last day of the season. We don't want to look anywhere near that relegation zone. So if we can go and get 6 points, we beat the highest target that we've gotten. That's what we've set out to do.
And what about with the final in between those two games? Again, how are we going to approach that? How, from a player's perspective, have you got a mind already of the kind of the players that are going to play in that, or are you just going to base it upon performance quality over the next game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's the end of the day. It's a cup final, and every lad will want to play in it. Whether it's the Manchester Cup or the FA Cup, every lad will want to play in that cup final. So, yeah, Saturday, massively important for that, for the players' performances and training, everything. Just approach it as a normal game. We want to go out and win it. We won it last year. It'd be lovely to bring it back here again. So, yeah, we'll go on with the strongest team we can.
Well, listen, as always, it's great to feel the way we do tonight. It's a new feeling for you. It also gives you more experience down there as you were for the vast majority of the game. Again, learning every game on game, and we look forward to the game against Alfreton on Saturday.
Yep.
And as I say, if one more cup of coffee can be played again tonight,
yep,
let them look at that, and we've got to win on Saturday though now.
Absolutely, yeah.
lots of very warm greetings to you, Tom, from people
excellent
listening in, you know, for what you've done and also the way you've responded to the tougher times.
Yeah, no, everybody knows this is the football club where I want to be at, and for me to step in and do that was a bit of a risk, but I've enjoyed every minute of it so far, and long may it continue. The fans have been absolutely unbelievable tonight, as they have been all season, so I can't thank them enough as well.
I don't think anyone that's been at this football club that know you and have been here since you've been here and people before would suggest that anyone else should have the job. I mean, for me, for next season, it has to be you.
Now that I've ruled myself out.
No question.
Come stand there with us.
Yeah. No question for me that, you know, you've kept the team up, and anyone can do that under the circumstances you've done it. I think it's testament to you, to the players, to the management and everybody else. And for me, you have to stay and you have to be given an opportunity to spend, give it a 2-year contract and give yourself the opportunity to build a team in your own
image.
Yeah. That doesn't mean to say just two sleeves of tattoos and a very handsome football.
Yeah, the game.
Some people will like that.
We're adding more to them, so yeah.